Hot 105 with us this morning from Children of Inmates, Andrea Fletcher. Good morning. Welcome to Hot 105. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
And we also have Colette Mintz. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. Good morning.
Tell me about this organization, Children of Inmates.
Children of Inmates is a nonprofit organization.
What we do is we raise children, help raise children with incarcerated parents, help them to bond with their incarcerated parents. We provide opportunities for them to see their parents, also provide wraparound services to help the caregivers to help them raise their children as well.
Do you provide trips to these different facilities?
Yes, right now we go to 18 prisons throughout Florida. We provide a meal. We sit down meal with their parents. We provide activities and some parenting as well.
Oftentimes, these children of inmates, they're often punished for the crimes of their parents.
We call them the silent victims, if you will, because the shame and stigma of having an incarcerated parent, most children, they may keep things inside, have it as a little secret because of their own shame and embarrassment.
How do you assist these kids psychologically? Because I understand it's a stigma. Their parents are going away and they can't touch them in some facilities.
Well, our trip, they have contact with their parents.
So they have contact visits.
Yes, they sit down and they have a meal together. They do activities together. They have contact.
Do you travel throughout the different correctional institutions in the state of Florida?
We do. Right now we have 18 prisons that we attend, prisons and jails.
And for the most part, these parents that are incarcerated cannot provide for their children, but your organization would like to assist these children in getting school uniforms, and you want to start very early, and you're asking the public to help with new or slightly used school uniforms.
We're starting early back to school because that's one of the most stressful time of the years for the caregivers, whether it's a single mom or grandparents raising the grandchildren. Uniforms is one of the biggest hits for us, you know, when it comes to being a stressful time. And so we're starting early. We're trying to get contributions for uniforms for the children to go back to school and school supplies.
Kindergarten to high school.
Yes.
How can people make contributions?
We have a website at childrenofinmates.org. Have a button that they can go ahead, contribute, make contributions. We also have some drop-off locations, if you will. Liberty City, Hosanna Community Church, Peacemaker Family Service Center, Trinity Church in Miami Gardens, the Children of Inmates office in Miami Gardens as well.
Give us a contact number.
305-970-1758. 305-970-1758. We also have another number, 1-888-757-KIDS. That's 1-888-757-KIDS, KIDZ, which is also 5439. It's working. And we've seen children that actually came in the program as school-age children, and now they're teenagers, and some of them have gone to college. Some of them are working and being, you know, productive citizens.
This is good for not just for the children.
And the community, if you will.
Additionally, if people are interested in volunteering with the organization, they can also reach out to Ms. Fletcher. Again, contacting us at 1-888-757-KIDS. Or sending an email to info@childrenofinmates.org.
We're just hoping that everyone will find it in their hearts to contribute and to help out the cause.
Hope that you get some school uniforms and things like that for these children. From Children of Inmates, we have with us Ms. Andrea Fletcher and Colette Mintz. And I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.